You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 29th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Coach McGovern is with us talking about the honor invite this past weekend. Matt, you didn't have very good connections with the weatherman this weekend. That's not the kind of weather you would order for an invite, is it?
No, it was not very nice out. It's funny, there's a picture floating around of some of the boys that was on the kind of the driving ranges were getting ready to go on the first hole, and sideways rain, umbrellas hardly work because it was so windy, and then we actually ended up only playing about 10 holes on Friday because it was just miserable out. So then we were able to restart our first round on Saturday morning and then play another 9 to make it a 27-hole meet. So, yeah, it was brutal.
How about the way your guys persevered through all that? Because golf is tough enough in good conditions. You know, you got the course to contend with. You got your opponents to contend with. But you throw weather like that in, that's a whole nother story. So how did you feel they handled that adversity?
I was really proud of them. They were just so tough out there. I didn't have anyone complaining to me about the conditions or about the anything. It was just, you know, they have the good attitude of the same conditions for everybody and let the toughest team go out there. And there wasn't one kid on our team, JV included, that we got any complaints from or anything. It was just awesome. Proud of them all.
And we know some golfers perform better in conditions like that than others do. But you had Adam Kennedy really rise up and lead you in a second-place finish. That was a great job by Adam.
It was great, yeah. He shot 75 the first day and then was even on the second day. And just, I mean, he actually bogeyed his last hole of the day on Saturday. And then the kid from Orono birdied his last hole. So two-shot swing there. And we're sort of proud of Adam. He's had off to a good start this year, and for him to finish second place at the Outer Invite as a junior is a great accomplishment. And then Ryan Nelson was right behind him, finishing, I think, fourth, and just tough as nails too, in the wind and rain and everything. So, but yeah, Adam is really playing well right now, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do the rest of the year here.
Well, Pemberton Law Firm is one of the sponsors of our program, and of course you can visit them online at pemlaw.com. That's pemlaw.com, and they do have offices, locations around the region that you can visit as well in Fergus Falls and Wadena in particular, and they are one of our great sponsors here on our podcast. In addition to Pemberton Law, we have Lake Area Docks and Lifts sponsoring what we do on a daily basis here in our feature podcast, too. And by the way, be looking for that feature podcast on the history of Otter Boys Hockey. It's going to be 3 different installments, and hopefully the first one is coming your way by the end of the month here. And then we'll stagger the other 2 segments as we get those ready to go in May. So should be kind of fun. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. And they have best quality and service at the best prices. All you have to do is ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Ryan Nelson of the Otter Boys Golf Team is joining us to talk about, probably your favorite weekend ever of golf, Ryan, as far as the weather goes. But how do you handle that kind of conditions that you had at Pebble Lake over the weekend with all the rain and the wind and the cold temperatures?
You know, I think the best thing that we did was I tried to embrace it. Everyone's out there facing the same conditions. So if you go out there with an attitude that you don't like it and what's going on, you're not going to play well. So if you go out there with a good attitude and you're like, hey, I can enjoy this while other people are complaining about it, you know, you have an advantage over them that way in your mental game, and that's what golf is. 90% of it is a mental game, and being able to be happy that you're outside and golfing. I mean, last year at this time we weren't outside, so
there's one plus. It's like, hey, we're outside in Minnesota in April and we're golfing. Have a good time. Doesn't matter what the weather is.
How does weather like that change your game plan?
A lot of it, especially with like the wind and rain, is a control aspect of it. It makes you really think through what you have to do. You know, you're taking more time cleaning off your clubs. You're taking more time making sure there's no as little amount of water on your ball and club face. And it just makes you, I think, slow down and think about everything that you're doing. You're not just going out and hitting the ball around. You're making sure there's not too much water in your way around your feet or anything like that. You're really just slowing down your game and taking your time.
Well, 77 on your first 18 and then a 38 on the final nine that you played. Those are pretty good scores on a good day for most golfers. And to get that in the weather that you had to fight through is pretty impressive. What did you like about your rounds on the weekend?
You know, on Friday before our rain delay, I was playing really well. I ended up one over through those 11 holes that I got through, and I was super proud of how steady I was and how I was able to keep it together, even if the weather was pretty unbearable. And then starting on that second day, I think I didn't start off very hot, you know, and just a slow start, but then I came through on that second nine. I was fighting back as best that I could. I was about 200 through six holes on that final nine and just trying to claw my way back up the leaderboard. And that's what I told my coach I was going to do. I'm not going to be out of this. I'm going to find a way to get back at the top.
And you guys, of course, have high expectations this year. How much did that conversation take place during the off season when you guys were planning for this spring?
You know, I think it was a big expectation, especially with the team we had last year. I mean, we had two seniors graduate last year, and now we've got four returning guys still. And just being with another tough section opponent getting added, it's like that much more stake. Where if we go out there and play like we all can, we can really show everybody what we can do. And it's I really hope by the end of the year that we're at the point where we're able to go in and be like, hey, we're going to win this thing. Let's have fun while we're doing it and enjoy it. And whatever happens, happens.
Final question for you. You play a tough competition on the course, but you also get tough competition in practice from your guys. How big is that to have challenges right on your own team as you play practice rounds and try to determine what's the rotation's going to be as far as who's number one, who's number two in the next meet?
You know, I think that's the most important part. We all get better every day because we come out here and we'll be playing on the weekends and say, well, put hey, I'll buy you a pop if you beat me or something like that. Putting a little stake in it where we're not just playing to play. We're playing because we want to have either like a reward or something over another person. Just being able to have that pride of like, hey, I beat you this weekend. I'm going to take that into the next week where we can play against each other and beat everybody else that we're playing with. I think it's really just really important and how you get better. Competition is the best way to get better. And I believe that's the biggest part of our golf team is all of us are out here to get better every day by beating each other. And then when we take it out on the course as a team to other teams, we're there to beat every other team, no matter what the day is, no matter what course we're at.
Well, I think you're in for an exciting this spring. So congratulations on a great round of golf over the weekend and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.